you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome, families, friends, second cousins.
Yep.
They're separate because I don't include them as family.
I don't think anyone does, dude.
Yeah. So, but you know what? This is the sixth episode of the Super Mega Cast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Yes.
Okay. So, I don't know why I want to start off with this, but I just wanted to start off with, have you ever read or heard of Sergeant Frog?
Oh, yes, I absolutely have. It's the manga, Sergeant Frog.
I have read them, and like back when I was, I think, in like middle school, and I loved the shit out of them. I think it's because of the little frog characters. I don't know, like Kiroro, Jiroro, and all of them.
It's the thing about the, like, it's just the drawings are super charming. And I never actually read any of them, but I used to see them at Barnes & Noble, and I'd be like, oh, I want to look through that. And I would like skim through it and be like, I want to draw something like this.
Now, I know you yourself are not...
Don't say it.
Are not a weeaboo.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah.
You're not. Yes. You're not into like the culture in that sense. You're actually into it because you're legitimately interested, much like my cousin Connor's interested in German culture. You know, I don't know. For some reason, why does Japanese culture have that stigma? Is it because they have such a big cultural impact in media?
I don't know. I think I don't know what it is about Japanese culture that tends to draw in like a lot of questionable characters.
Cringy.
Yeah. You know, like typical weeaboos. You know, it's perfectly fine to be into Japanese culture and you know to enjoy the music and watch anime. There's nothing wrong with watching anime, but you know, there's a lot of people that take it a couple steps farther. I'd even say a lot of people take it more than a couple of steps, maybe a couple of leaps, and then crawling on the ground.
Now, weeb, is that like a term? Like, I don't know. For some reason, I kind of dodge around the word almost as if it were a racial slur.
Weeaboo?
Is it?
No.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why. Like, I'm like, because it gets the same backlash if you call someone a weeaboo. It's almost like you get this backlash of just, what? No?
No. Weeaboo is not, no, it's not, like an offensive term.
But people take it as that because it's looked at as a negative thing.
Well, it's not, I think it's like being a weeaboo just means you're uncool.
Like, well, you like know, do people go, I'm a weeaboo?
Yes, Ryan.
Wait, people actually claim they're a weeaboo.
Dude, I see that on Twitter all the fucking time.
I thought that was a word to make fun of them.
No, I don't actually know.
Not trying to like pinpoint any people. I just thought that like, that was a word that people just kind of like, that came up with to like, you're, for some reason, weeaboo. I just thought the root stem, like weeb, for some reason was like, something. I don't know.
I don't know. It's I don't know the etymology of the word, but what I do know is that a lot of people embrace the word, and it's used as well as an insult, but a lot of people embrace it. And for instance,
I've seen it more as an insult. Like, I'm not saying I see it as more as an insult. I've just seen it used as more of, like, I've seen it used as more of an insult than like a declaration of someone's character being positively.
Absolutely. And Ryan and I are actually very good friends with a very big weeaboo. And the man's name is Aaron Hansen. You may know him as Ego Raptor from Newgrounds or the Game Grumps. And he himself, I have heard these words come out of his mouth. Or maybe I'm making this up and just accidentally.
He's gonna fucking slap a lawsuit on you.
Oh,
for
my God.
Defamation of character.
But I swear
slander.
To God. I swear to God, I heard the words. They either came out of Aaron or Susie's mouth. I'm pretty sure Aaron, but he was like, oh, I'm totally a weeaboo. And there's no denying that Aaron's a weeaboo, and not in a bad way.
He uploaded pictures of himself with the swords. And, like, okay, like yeah, first no, of all, like... I don't want, that's not a negative thing. In fact, we had foam sword fights with Aaron at round one. An arcade that, I wouldn't say it's a local arcade. It's a 45-minute drive.
No, they're in Japan, too, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying, like, it's close to where we live.
Dude.
By local.
Yeah, let's talk about our arcade trips with Aaron and
Susie. Oh, my God. It was so much fun. I want to go more. They're busy people. They're busy people
they
with
are
a lot of
people.
Work. And you and I are actually becoming even more busy than
we
expected
God.
When we started the channel. It is unfortunate that we had to only release one video a day while you're gone. Circumstances arose to where we became busy with our actual work. Because Super Mega or Kids with Problems, they're not what we've stated this before. They don't bring in money.
Right.
They bring in money, but they don't bring in enough to actually pay rent.
Like, we can't live off of what we make of Super Mega, especially considering we split it 50-50. So basically, like, YouTube ad revenue, since we're not a big channel yet, we don't bring in that much, and then we have to split it in half.
But that's getting into some money bullshit.
Yeah,
we don't want to talk about money.
It's not
round
about
one
the money.
Is, if you guys don't know, it's a fantastic place. It is a bar, a karaoke. It's a karaoke bar.
Uh-huh.
It's a bar in of itself. A snack arena.
a snack arena.
It's also an arcade and a bowling alley.
Ryan, what the fuck is a snack arena?
I don't know. Off, dude.
Dude, you want to go to a snack arena tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, where'd you have
Oh, come on. Like, if someone asks you, let's go to a snack arena.
Oh,
you don't want to fucking go.
I would be so down to go to a snack arena.
You are one of the biggest fans of snacks.
Oh, dude.
You and I both. I mean,
we
can
both
tell
snack,
by my... Like, here's the thing. With you, it's like... You don't know you personally are into snacks unless you live with you or you've kind of met and got to, you know, hang around you for a bit. With me, you take a look at this guy, this Ryan here, you look at him and go, boy, that's a snacker. That's a snacker if I've ever seen one.
Well, Ryan, here's the difference between
I don't indulge. Like, I don't gorge.
Well, here's the thing. I think that we both snack about the exact same amount. And in fact, while we're recording this, I'm letting my Uncrustables thaw out from the freezer. So when we're done, I can devour them.
I have fucking teriyaki wings from Buffalo Wild Wings that I'm just going to fucking heat up.
Ooh.
I'm excited. There's only three, but
dude,
going to taste so good.
I'm about to go to the airport and I'm about to snack the shit out of myself before I go. But
that is right. When this is posted on Thursday, of course. It's the only video up today. You are at this point in South Carolina. We were recording this a week early.
Yes.
So what do you think you're doing right now?
Well, if it's Thursday.
And if you haven't died in a plane crash on Friday the 13th.
Because my plane is flying out on Friday the 13th. And this is going to be very strange to listen to, Ryan, if I pass away in a plane crash.
Not for you.
Well, yes, because I'll be dead. But, you know, if for you to listen to it, you'd be like, huh, that's interesting. Release it anyway. Go ahead. But I think, well, my sister's wedding is the day after tomorrow.
What a wonderful movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, by the way.
Is that a movie called My Sister's Wedding?
No, The Day After Tomorrow.
I was about to say, like, now I know what to get my sister for her wedding. But I'm probably...
Congratulations to your sister, by the way.
Thank you. That means so much. But that wasn't like sarcasm. That sounded very douchey and arrogant. But
it's whatever.
No, Ryan, I'm trying.
Whatever.
But I don't know. I'm probably sitting in my room masturbating. But honestly, well, like real
Me
quick,
too, dude.
We're probably both doing that. But going back to what I was saying about snacking, here's the difference between you and I, Ryan. Like, we have different body types.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, I think we snack about the exact same amount. The only problem with me is I am so thin that, like, I don't gain any weight, and it never shows on the outside how much shit I eat. So I think I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm perfect. Most people, when they snack, you know, they'll start to gain weight, and they're like, oh, this means I'm unhealthy. I should stop. But for me, that doesn't happen.
Do you think it's ever going to catch up to you?
Oh, yeah. Once I'm, like, 30.
Like, you may get a gut, but, like, do you ever feel like it's possible for you to become morbidly obese?
No.
Like when you're 50?
No, because I look at people like my dad and my uncle and everyone who were the exact same way as me as kids. And
who are strikingly attractive gentlemen, by the way.
Oh, God, Dale is fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole nother can of worms that we'll open another day. However, though, it's like, you know, I my metabolism might catch up to me when I'm like 30 or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'll worry about that then. I've got a good 10 years or so. So, you know, I'm just going to enjoy my snacks.
We keep getting off topic here.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Sorry, we want to talk about round one.
Yes, we're so bad about that. We'll start talking about something and then that'll, like, before we finish, like, oh yeah, by the way, until we've talked about 30 different things and haven't finished a single fucking one.
First of all, with round one, fuck Japanese claw machines.
Oh, no. Fuck American claw machines. Japanese claw machines are fair.
No. I do not like them.
Ryan, you haven't tried a Japanese claw machine.
Because all the ones at round one that I've gone to only have the, like, one half of the claw.
Those are American claw machines.
Those are American claw machines?
Yes, okay, let me tell you this. Aaron and Susie
both told me one, this. The Japanese ones are the ones where you have to, like, push them over into the edge.
No, let me tell you the difference here. So Aaron and Susie actually told me this. So basically American claw machines, which are the ones they have at round one too, are very, so basically, here's the difference. In America, the claw machines are designed to take your money, so you keep playing and keep playing because you don't get it, so you want to keep giving
money.
Like
most arcade games.
Yes. However, Japanese claw machines are based on skill and stuff. So when you grab something, it doesn't just lightly just touch it and then gingerly let go of it. See, like, it's very easy to win things in Japanese claw machines. It actually grabs things. But American claw machines are fucking shit, especially like the one in, like, there's one in Denny's down the street. It's fucking shit.
Are you telling me at round one they don't have a single Japanese claw machine?
Not that any I've seen. They have the claw machines I've seen there are just regular claw machines.
What's a Japanese claw machine? Do you know?
I know if I'd see one, I'm sure, but like when we go to Japan, I will show you the difference and you will have a great time.
And you and I will go to Japan at some point.
Oh, we will. Probably sometime this year, hopefully.
I would love to.
Oh yes. And here's the thing. The big difference between Japanese arcade or claw machines and American claw machines that pisses me off the most is not the skill is kind of bullshit, but the thing is this. In Japan, you're gonna get some fucking cool toy. You're gonna get a really cool like plushie of like some cool catchy figure, or maybe like a Gundam or like something really cool. You're like, whoa, or like some Pocky, and like, nice, I can eat this. You go to a fucking claw machine here, you're gonna get like a cheap Chinese manufactured SpongeBob plushie or something from Frozen.
No,
or...
okay, hold on. I did win a Mario and a Luigi back to back.
They do put cool things in the claw machines at round one. That doesn't mean they're Japanese claw machines, though.
There's a story behind that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Lay it on us.
Okay. So I win a Mario, and then, you know, I win a Mario from a claw machine.
Yeah.
Well, it's a certain type of Mario. What do they call it? I forget.
Where he has the tail?
Yeah.
Tanuki.
Okay. Tanuki?
Tanuki, yeah.
Tanuki, okay. I got a Tanuki Mario, and then right after that, got a Tanuki Luigi.
Look at you, dude.
And then there was this girl. She was like, wow. I don't know. She was watching me play. And then she's like, can you win me one? I was like, sure. And so, lo and behold, I get a Mario Tanuki.
Dude.
And I give it to her.
Wait. This is after you've already won two?
Mm-hmm.
So and you won a third one?
Yes.
Ryan, Jesus Christ, dude.
I know. And then her boyfriend walks up.
Oh, and you didn't know she had a boyfriend.
I didn't care. Her boyfriend walks up, and I'm like, I just gave her the toy, and he goes, what's going on? He's like, he just won this for me. And he goes,
oh, God.
Then he, like, looks at me and doesn't say a word, and I just kind of walk away. I was like, oh, I'm hungry, I guess. I don't know. I walked away. She had a friend. Later on, her friend is like, hey, do you think you can win me that Luigi one? Because I guess they were best friends, and they wanted something.
So what do I look like, a charity?
I know. So she spends her card money, and I don't get the fucking Luigi, and I just walk away. Because I'm like, what? Oh well, whoops! I ruined the luck there.
Ryan, you know she never forgave you for that, and to this day she's been searching for you. And if she ever finds this channel, she's like, "That's the bastard who promised me he'd win me a Luigi Tanuki."
She didn't. She probably made a voodoo doll of me, and you can probably find it in a claw machine at your local round one.
Okay, so real quick, let me talk about the claw machine in the Denny's down the street. Ooh. So there's a Denny's between like downtown Los Angeles and Glendale, and we live in Glendale. And you know, sometimes it feels good to go get late night Denny's, which Ryan and I have done with
late night breakfast is the only breakfast you can possibly have. Oh, I do not like breakfast when the sun is up.
Oh, you son of okay, no, personal preference. You know, we're not. I'm just saying
you can only eat breakfast at night. When the sun is down. When the sun is up, breakfast just feels gross.
Honestly, I've probably eaten more breakfast when the sun is down. Like, after work, I used to go to Waffle House all the time. See? Different story. However, let me talk about this Denny's claw machine.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
This is literally – it's like a dollar to play. You go over to this shitty claw machine that looks like they just, like, pulled it out of a sunken ship. And we're like, oh, I guess we can put this in the restaurant. And basically, this is what's inside last time I checked. They have the shittiest – just the worst plushies I've ever seen. And like Ryan, like what is a plushie that you just don't want?
I would have to say Minion. That's the first one off the bat.
This is worse. All right.
What?
Because I get Minions because it's like a popular.
Hold on,
thing
I got kids. One. I got another one that's possibly worse than a Minion.
Yeah.
Poop emoji or any type of emoji.
Now, Ryan, I understand that, but so much of millennial culture loves those darned emojis that you know they're gonna love that.
How can you not use this them is, sarcastically?
I don't know, dude. This is literally like a plushie that nobody wants. No one wants. They had plushies of these obscure football players from these obscure teams I've never fucking heard of.
Well, they themselves look like voodoo dolls.
Yeah, like
they're creepy looking.
They're
these
shitty. Like I've never heard of these shitty teams. It'll be like the Chicago Slapskins, and then
the Philadelphia Diamond Neckers.
Yeah, and it's like, and then like, there's, oh my god, they look so bad. I'll take a picture and post it on Twitter sometime if they still have them. But like, I look over, and that's one of the things. They have a lot of those thrown in, and I'm like, what? Who even are these people? And then on top of that, they've got they had some SpongeBob ones that you can tell like they're not licensed by Nickelodeon.
Kind of so, like the guy who's on Hollywood Boulevard who isn't a licensed SpongeBob so advertisement. He has kind of the rip-off. Punched you.
Oh yeah, I legitimately got punched in the stomach. But
we'll never let that go.
Yeah, that
you'll
was
hear it brought up again
many,
and again
many times because that was a magical moment for me. However,
this magic moment.
Right. I did you get the copyright license for that song?
Fuck.
Shit. We're gonna all right. Okay. If we don't cut that out, we're gonna shoot. Okay.
Just continue.
So these SpongeBob toys are clearly not like light licensed by Nickelodeon. So they look like
is it like an off green?
No, it's just an off SpongeBob.
It's wearing overalls.
It's just like
in a bow tie.
Like when you look at it, like it's one of those things where you can't pinpoint
Uncanny Valley like.
Yeah, you can't pinpoint what's off about it, but you look at it and you're like, oh, that's not SpongeBob. But it is, but it's not. And you're like, what? And what else did they have? They had Frozen toys. They had the same thing. They had off-brand – what's the little fucker snowman's name?
Olga? No. Olaf.
Olaf, Olga? Yeah. I don't know.
Olga's some like fucking like old German name, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's like an old woman German name. So then they have these like knockoff.
Oh, you're going to get a bunch of Olgas pissed off in the comments section below.
Listen, if your name is Olga, all my love. I love you, okay?
But you're going to be old one day, so technically he's right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, see, I'm not wrong. So basically, they, like, just all these knockoff, like, merchandise toys. And they have some other shitty ones of, like, characters that I'm just like, what the fuck is that? It's like a red circle with, like, eyes on it. It's like, wait, what is this? And they're just like, oh, what the fuck? Like, why would I pay a dollar to try to win one of these? And then moving on from weird things, there's a little, like, Mexican Salvadorian restaurant near where we used to live. And basically, it... Like, in the claw machine, there were just $5 bills just scattered all around, which, I mean that's going to get me to want to play because I'm like, hey, maybe I can – it's like gambling in a way. Isn't that technically gambling?
Yes.
Because you're paying money to win money.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was that's a delicious little restaurant.
Well, what's the loophole with that? Well, how come kid arcades get a pass on the whole gambling
thing? Holy shit. Yeah, I just realized that technically – Is there gambling?
Is there a loophole? Is it technically not gambling?
I'm looking this up right now because that's actually like we're really gonna find this up.
Okay, so look up like why arcades aren't gambling.
Arcades best answer on Yahoo Answers.
Okay, we can always trust those.
Oh, absolutely. This is John F. 3 years ago said to be considered gambling, an activity needs a randomizing factor. This means something like a wheel, roulette, or big six, a deck of cards, dice, etc. Without that, the arcade games are considered games of skill. It's the same as giving out money at a golf tournament.
You can spin a wheel in these fucking arcade games. They have wheel games there.
Yeah, but technically they can like...
Oh, where you press the button to make it stop.
Yeah, or like, you know, like, okay, my personal favorite game at any arcade are the coin games where you drop the coin down and it goes and it lands on the little platform with all the other coins and then it pushes the, you know, like it pushes the other coins and you hope that you get your coin lodged in the right spot so it pushes more coins off so you get more coins. You know those games, right?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Why?
They're just not fun to me. I go to an arcade to have fun. That's not
fun. No, I love those because I'm just really good at them. Okay, let's be honest. These games are not games of skill. I just have good luck when it comes to these. Mm-hmm. And holy shit, speaking of good luck with arcade games, Aaron Hansen, I have never seen a man win so many fucking tickets at an arcade.
Are you talking about the dinosaur thing?
Dude, yeah. Ryan and I were there that night when Aaron Hansen, the fucking legend, the man himself, literally, what did he win, like 3,000 tickets? Just like, hey, watch this. I'm going to win the jackpot. Boom, did it. He goes, hey,
and he
watch
taught
this.
Us how to do it. We won a few. Oh, dude, we won over 1,000 each, definitely. Yeah.
And he used his money to buy us inflatable swords.
He's a great guy.
Okay, like being honest, Aaron is probably the best guy that like we've ever met. He is a fantastic man.
Well, I'm gonna be honest here. I like my dad. I love my dad a little more.
Ryan, no, just for the podcast, just say it so Aaron likes us more.
Aaron is just he
a stand up guy.
Yeah, like if I was asked the question, would I rather spend a day with Aaron Hansen or Martin Luther King Jr.? I would choose Aaron Hansen.
Aaron Hansen any day. Yeah. You know?
Solely because I can't with Martin Luther King. That time is gone, it's passed.
No, but what if you could though?
That's but I can't.
Oh well.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, but I'm saying, like, what if they brought him back, like they unfroze his body, because everyone knows when Martin Luther King died, they simply just brought his heartbeat back and put him in a time capsule.
I couldn't talk to him. I wouldn't know what questions to ask.
Hey, it's going pretty well.
I would like to see someone like Anderson Cooper, like, interview Martin Luther King Jr. I feel like I would get more information and just more out of, like, watching that than me personally asking him a question. I'd be like, so what do you...
So how about that integration, huh?
Yeah. How did that...
Pretty good stuff.
Have you seen the Oscars?
Looks like we've come a long way.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
How about that Black Panther movie coming out?
It has black in the title. You'd be proud.
Yep. It's named after the tank squadron.
Not the militia... group.
Well, but both the militant group and the comic book character were named after the tank squadron.
Well, which one came first?
The comic book character came first before the Black Panther.
So you're telling me the Black Panther Party takes its name from a comic book character?
No, it gets its name from the tank battalion.
Just
the
I'm just imagining like the Ku Klux Klan just changing their name to like the Captain America Party. Like, and I, that would totally be viable, calling themselves Captain Americas. Like, wouldn't that make sense?
Oh, that would bring a whole new light to the new Civil War movie, which you and I saw.
Oh, it was fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. It's definitely not as good as Winter Soldier, which I still feel like you need to see.
Okay, well, yeah, let me preface this by saying the only superhero movie I have seen, The Avengers, the first one, and I have seen the first Iron Man, and...
Which, that's my favorite.
It's a good movie.
Like, that's... Well, it's not my... Okay, my favorite superhero movie is Watchmen.
Oh, I want to see Watchmen. It looks good.
I love that. And then, of course, my second favorite superhero movie is Iron Man. I thought it was a good movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen Iron Man. I'd really like to watch it.
Not two or three. God, not two or three.
Ryan. Okay,
nowhere close.
Let's talk about obscure movies, okay? Like movies that, like, you saw the trailer for, or, like, maybe a movie that you saw once, like, 5 years ago, like, but like a movie that like no one really, like everyone, like no one really knows about, you know what I'm saying? Like Dinner for Schmucks, that type of movie. like let's talk about those movies, the movies that just are big flops.
Oh no, okay, big flop.
No, not movies. A big flop like one everyone knows, like Jack and Jill, but just like when I say obscure movies, I mean like really get obscure. There was the fucking Battleship movie that did horribly in the box office, didn't it?
I saw George of the Jungle too. I watched it multiple times on VHS
with Brendan Fraser.
They couldn't get Brendan Fraser. In fact, there's a whole like self-aware joke within the movie of like, I think they couldn't afford Brendan Fraser, which is funny now because he's blacklisted. He's pretty well. I don't think it's official, but he's pretty much blacklisted himself from Hollywood, which is unfortunate. Earlier this week, I was watching the Looney Tunes movie back in action. And I was like, seriously, in that time, he was the Chris Pratt of that time. He was like the hunky, kind of dorky, kind of clumsy, but like still attractive, young kind of talent
and
fit and everything. I mean, seriously, like you look at how Chris Pratt is looked at and you look at Brendan Fraser. I feel like there's a lot of like correlations between their audience and like who their fans were.
Woo! Oh my stars, does Brendan Fraser get my loins inflamed?
Because I mean, Brendan Fraser, I mean, he was like, I mean, you look at Chris Pratt, who's like a part of the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff and all that, and then you look at Brendan Fraser, who was a part of The Mummy. I mean, that was a big thing. That was a big series. That is just a known. Have you ever seen The Mummy?
No, I haven't.
Are you about the question if it was like this, if it was...
No, I know what The Mummy is, I just haven't seen it.
Okay.
Or maybe I have seen it just super long ago.
The CGI does not hold up. I don't know...
Wait a second.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson wasn't even like a big thing then. Why?
Yes. Okay. I have seen that scene, and it's just like, oh my God, what are they doing with Dwayne, dude?
They didn't even need Dwayne in there because they just butchered him.
Oh, man.
I don't understand that because he wasn't big at the time. By the way, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is... And just a bunch of stuff coming out, including a new Baywatch remake, which
a little excited for that.
I'm personally excited for, mainly because I saw 21 Jump Street, and they made it a hard R. They made it, you know, different than the TV show, and Baywatch apparently is going to be a raunchy comedy rated R, I guess a hard R.
Ooh, with Zac Efron,
I really like Zac Efron. Yeah, there's something about him.
From the way you've talked about Zac Efron in the past, I think he's kind of like your man crush in a way.
It used to be Ryan Gosling after I saw Drive, which is a fucking fantastic movie that also has one of your favorite actors, Bryan Cranston, in it. You've seen Drive. Please tell me you've seen Drive.
I have not seen Drive.
Motherfucker!
Ryan, well, we'll have to, when I get back, we'll have to have do a little movie night. Not anything like gay, but you know.
I don't think anyone was thinking.
No, that. Ryan, yeah. Okay, so tying in Brendan Fraser with obscure movies. Okay, I saw the movie Furry Vengeance in theaters. And if you guys don't know what Furry Vengeance is.
It's Dr. Doolittle for white people.
Dr. Doolittle for
Dr. Doolittle was for white people, wasn't it?
This is Dr. Doolittle for white 14-year-olds.
so was Birth of a Nation.
Yes, that was definitely made for white people. And
have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't
seen it. It's ridiculous. It's long. It's just...
It's the KKK movie.
Like, yeah, I know it's racist. Yeah, that's a given. But it's just a odd fucking film.
Okay, you know what's an odd fucking film? Is Song of the South. And now that was Disney's... Disney actually released a movie way long ago that you actually, like, can't buy anymore.
In a galaxy far, far away?
Ryan.
Haha, they own Star Wars now.
It's a movie called Song of the South. And basically, it's about what? It's about, like a slave and some Disney characters.
What?
You haven't heard of this?
No.
It's Disney made a movie similar... to Space Jam and the style that it mixed cartoons with real life. And basically what it was about a slave and some Disney characters. And it was incredibly fucking racist. And they don't sell it, they don't produce it anymore. You can still find it online.
Jesus.
But like
I have to look this up.
Yeah, man, maybe we can do a review on it once our we do have that movie review series still coming out. We are
we're just working on the inner workings of it, like intro.
Yeah,
just
getting
kind of like the whole, because well, I want it to be of high quality, of course, so it really comes to, like, how we want the show to be. Like, you're stretching. It's late, isn't it? I can tell because you're trying to distract me by playing with your non-existent stomach. Are you sad now?
Yeah. No, yeah. There's something. There's some phlegm. Continue what you're saying.
It's just skin, though. It's not fat.
Sorry, I'm making my belly button talk. Continue, Ryan. I didn't mean to.
What was I saying?
You.
Oh, sorry. I was going to connect what you were saying of how Disney did that. They also had a Donald Duck cartoon where he was a part of the Nazi kind of regime.
It was like anti-Nazi propaganda, Nancy propaganda. Fuck Nancy.
It was anti-Nazi propaganda, but you can literally go and literally, you can literally do that. Okay, sorry. Fuck me for saying literally.
Dude, I literally hate the word literally. I will literally fuck you for
but
literally
you can actually go look it up, and it's funny because they got the voice actor for Donald Duck just be like, Heil Hitler! It's like, what? Like, you hear that, and he does, like, the whole fuck... What is that called with the hand?
Sieg Heil, I think.
Sieg Heil, whatever that is. I have no idea. Whatever the fuck that dumbass Hitler decided he wanted people... It looks stupid.
Dude, he was a smart man. You gotta give him that.
He was a smart man?
Yeah, let's actually just change the subject.
Well, he's not a smart man, but he knows what love is.
God, just imagine like if they recreated Forrest Gump with Hitler. Like, I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is. Why am I doing a Russian accent?
Is that Hitler? Is that your Hitler accent?
No, I just don't know how to do a German
accent. What the fuck was that, Matt?
How do you do a German accent?
Oh, very nice.
That's like Norwegian.
I am Arnold.
Now I just sounded like I just have a terrible speech impediment.
What? Doesn't he have one?
Does he have a thick accent, or is he literally like he can't speak right?
I don't know.
He used to be the governor of the fucking state we live in. Who's the governor of California now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything
about
California.
Sylvester Stallone?
No.
They just get a bunch of big fucking bulky action heroes.
Just like who's next? Is it going to be...
Why did Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor, he became the governor, but he also like cheated on his wife with a maid?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It's a thing that happened.
Have you seen that video of David Hasselhoff like drunk,
with a burger?
Yeah, drunk out of his mind, just
and his daughter's filming it,
and he's just like, "What?" Doesn't he say some really like embarrassing stuff?
I don't know. A lot of celebrities have said a lot of embarrassing stuff, like Mel Gibson.
I think everyone says a lot of embarrassing stuff. If you're just in the public eye, it's just a lot worse because it's like, "Oh no,
exactly." I like that's one thing that I like. Kind of like whenever I don't care if a celebrity fucks up. Like, yeah, I'll probably like be like, "Oh, they're an asshole," but like at the end of the day, I don't know them, so I don't really fucking care. Like, if it's, like, you hear Justin Bieber pisses in, like, the fucking mop bucket at some restaurant, and it's like, oh, what a douche, but I don't give a shit.
It's like you know how many people do that every night, and they're just assholes? It's like, yeah. why does Justin Bieber...
He's just another asshole. Like, at the time, I can't speak for Justin Bieber now. I don't know him, but that's an asshole-ish thing. And you can only judge people by what you know of them, of course.
Yeah.
But then there's you're not supposed to judge people, blah, blah, blah. But I like his new album.
Oh, really?
I don't love it. I just feel like, I don't know, when I'm driving, I can put it on.
Holy shit, Matt!
What?
Dude, are you on your Segway?
Skirt!
I want to see like hard rappers do a music video, and they just have fucking tricked out Segways, dude. How great would that be?
You know what show I was obsessed with when I was young?
Pimp My Ride?
Yes! Yes! I loved it. I'm like, they put a fucking PS4 in the trunk? Hell yeah!
That's so cool, except I didn't have cable as a kid.
They had Exhibit, dude.
What, is he a rapper?
Exhibit was the host.
Yeah, I know who Exhibit is.
Yeah.
So I didn't have cable as a kid, so growing up my...
You have satellite?
No.
Dish?
I just had basic...
Network?
I had like...
Time Warner?
Ryan, I had 5 channels.
AOL?
And I had PBS as like my main entertainment channel, so I'd get home.
I was on PBS.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was like a local thing though.
Oh well,
because I won some scholarship for a little short documentary I did in high school.
That's so cool, man. You know what I watched on PBS every day? Arthur.
Or the Magic? Did they play the Magic School Bus on PBS?
No, I don't. Well, if they did, it wasn't what I watched.
Here's the thing: at school, they played the Magic School Bus, but I loved it so much that I actually went out and bought the VHS tapes.
Okay, I was thinking about this recently, and it's something that I like. I can't like. Did I make this up in my head? I remember in fourth grade, they brought in a Charlie Brown movie to show us, and it was called. It wasn't You Have Cancer, Charlie Brown. It was a Charlie Brown movie about his friend getting cancer.
I cannot speak.
Okay, I just gotta Google this real quick. Just better, like I didn't dream this. Search Charlie Brown cancer.
No, if you search Charlie Brown cancer, there's a lot of theories that he has cancer.
Oh yeah, it's real. It's called Why Charlie Brown? Why? Oh god, that's so morbid. Wait, hold on. Let me read the Wikipedia.
Okay. Thing. Yeah. What's the plot synopsis?
Okay. Janice Emmons is a new friend and classmate of Charlie Brown and Linus, who loves to play on the swings. The special begins with Charlie Brown, Sally, Linus, and Janice waiting for the school bus. As Janice boards the bus, she hits her arm on a railing, causing it to bruise. Linus notices that Janice has been bruising easily lately. When they arrive at school, Janice starts feeling ill, blah, 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 blah. Oh my god, she goes to the hospital, and she has cancer. And what? She goes through chemotherapy.
What the fuck?
As Charlie Brown and Linus leave the hospital, Linus asks, why, Charlie Brown? Why?
Are you fucking serious right now?
He then walks... I knew I didn't make this up. We watched this in school.
Wait, does someone die at the end?
She loses her hair because of chemotherapy and wears a cap. Yeah, and she gets made fun of for the baldness, and Linus stands up and calls him like a blockhead for making fun. Wait, does she die? Hold on. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert. Turn this podcast off if you don't want to... Oh, no. Her cap falls off, revealing that her long blonde hair has grown back even longer than before, marking the end of her chemotherapy, and presumably she's recovered. Wow, that's really fucking morbid.
Well, on that positive note, I feel like that's a good spot to
wrap up this podcast with. Yeah, go on YouTube and see if you can find Why, Charlie Brown, Why.
Yeah, like that's I'm going to watch that episode now.
Like, that's actually, like, that's kind of sad, like. I mean, I get it's a topic because a lot of kids probably, I know there's lots of kids out there that have cancer and had friends with cancer, so makes sense, but it's morbid.
Yeah, well, I think that's a thing that earlier cartoons could get away with, that today's cartoons...
Yeah, you're not going to see SpongeBob make an episode where Patrick gets terminal cancer. It's like...
Yeah, it's just not going to be a thing, but what a wonderful note to leave this podcast on. Thank you for bringing that up. That was wonderful. I feel good. I'm filled with positive energy now.
Yeah, dude.
All of those positive... Fuck you. Anyways... thanks for joining us. This was episode 6 of the Super Mega Podcast. We enjoy all the support you lend us. Seriously, to those who are a fan of the podcast, Matt has something to say.
Oh, I was just gonna, just before you ended, I was just gonna say, guys, thank you for bearing with us this week. And we promise that once I'm back in town, we're going right back to the 2-video-a-week schedule. We're gonna be more consistent with that, with the times. We've just been having a lot of trouble with YouTube lately.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people have been having trouble with YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. But we hope that you have been able to bear with us on this lighter schedule. But when once I get back, we will be presuming the 2-video-a-day schedule. So never fear. There's plenty of super mega games and vlogs and stupid just videos of us bullshitting around.
And a lot more surprises to come. So
oh, yeah.
Big thank surprises. You again for joining us with the podcast and, of course, our other daily activities. Y'all have a good one. Good night, San Francisco.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.